Okay, Carol, you're it.
Hi. I had a question on a couple of things, but I think maybe I have more.
I'm sorry, the line's breaking up. Try it again, ma'am. I couldn't hear that.
Okay. I had a question on child eczema and sciatica, but I think I'll ask another question first. I have a rash, and I've been wondering if I've been taking Rushtox, thinking it was helping arthritis, and all of a sudden I've developed a rash in different places. I just wondered, do you think that would do that? I know it's for poison ivy because it took away my husband's poison ivy time. I was actually taking it for arthritis. You're familiar with Rushtox.
Okay, ma'am, about half of that, I don't know what's happened to the line, but I only heard about half of what you said. You're taking something for arthritis. Can you try to repeat what that is? See if we can get through?
Yes, it's Rushtox, a homeopathic remedy.
Okay, and you're taking that for osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I've been having a lot of pain. I was having sciatica in my back and down my left leg. But then it developed into, and I've been going to a chiropractor who's really helping me. He's a really good chiropractor here in Tacoma. And it just developed and got worse and worse and worse.
Okay, ma'am. Well, we haven't got much time, so let me tell you about something else. This will not interfere with your homeopathic in any way. But niacinamide, that's not niacin, but niacinamide, was shown back in the 1940s to completely control the pain of osteoarthritis, starting in 3 to 4 weeks after its initiation, and by 3 to 4 months, no more pain from the osteoarthritis in 95% of the people who tried it, ma'am. And I read about that in the 1970s, have recommended it ever since, and it works about 95% of the time. Niacinamide, 1,000 milligrams, 3 times a day. You can find it in all your health food stores, and it will give you a signal if it's too much, low-grade nausea, in which case it has to be cut back, but that only happens about 1% to 2% of the time, and nothing improves for until the third or fourth week. Oh, I think it's starting to work now, and then by the third or fourth month, oh my gosh, where'd the pain go?
Yes, I've taken that for some time. My concern right
Good
now
for you.
Is that I have a rash different places, and I'm wondering if you would think that the Rushtox possibly would give me a rash, because I know people also take it for poison ivy, because it took away my husband's poison ivy once.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's possible, ma'am. Now, one can get screened to see if one is sensitive to a substance. I can't give you all the details of that, but it can be screened.
Okay. Well, I guess time is probably about up, so I'll have to save my other questions for next week, maybe.
Okay, that's what the board operator says, so thank you very much, ma'am.